What is up, beautiful people? Thank you for joining us today on the Richie Mo Show on this beautiful Monday, January 21st. It is a beautiful day here in South Florida. Just hanging out today. I got absolutely nothing to do. Which some people, you know, they lose their mind, but me personally, I kind of love it. I like to have nothing to do so that I can be creative, do the things I like, and, you know, just kind of do me. That's all. But I just wanted to make this video strictly about why my favorite metaphor for life is working out. And I'm just going to give a few examples on why I think that. First, one of my main rules that I think of constantly before I make decisions is to think long term, to take your emotions out of making big time decisions. And really just to put it in perspective, to make a decision based on the 30-year run rather than the 3-month run, that's going to be a huge, huge, huge stepping stone and mindset to have in any situation you're going towards, especially if it's in a business field or financial wealth or health or strength. That's why I love these things so much, because they all intertwine, all the principles apply. But if you're not thinking long term on these things, especially like investing, working out, then you're not going to last long, man. You're going to burn out and you're probably going to either lose some money or get hurt. So this is one of the reasons why I honestly love working out, and the metaphors that it applies to life is just astonishing. So that's the first one I want to point out, is focus on the long term, not the short term. Now, another thing I wanted to go is consistency. And really to break down a plan, to be consistent on a plan. Now, if you're going to start a business, if you want to invest money, if you want to win a football game, if you want to get strong, if you want to get jacked, if you want to lose weight, you must follow a step routine in order to get you from point A to point B. It's just a must. If you're not doing these things, then you're usually planning to fail. So a great step would be to, if you're creating a workout program, is why? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? Start writing things down on the goals you want to achieve or the intentions you want to make. You really need to put these things, write them down, plan it out, so that it makes it a lot easier. You'd be so surprised on how much easier it is to break down a large task into small jobs rather than just looking at the big task from afar and thinking how the hell you're going to do it. So that's another piece of advice I would love to add in there. And thirdly, but this really comes down to not lying to yourself, not bullshitting yourself, not putting your ego out there, not faking it till you make it type shit, especially when you're in the training strength world. Faking it till you make it usually results to an injury or just a motivational burnout. So I really want you guys to slow it down. Be consistent, slow it down. Don't rush it, because everyone nowadays wants to show off and make it look like they're doing a lot better than they actually are, when the key to fucking success is to tell people exactly where you are, so you're not hiding anything, so you could be 100% authentically you. That's what you really want to be. People are trying to front to make it look like they're doing something so that people will approve of them, when really people are going to approve of you when you really put yourself out there and let people know where you are in life, where you are in your journey, and not be scared to let them know exactly where you are truthfully. And it comes down to being truthful to yourself. If you can't be truthful to yourself, how the fuck are you going to tell other people the truth? So you got to fucking expose yourself, man. If you can't bench 300 pounds, don't try to do it. Don't tell people you're doing it. Tell people, this is where I am, this is where I'm at, this is why I'm here, and give me some time and I'll be there. And if you want to watch this journey, please take something from it. You know what I mean? Give people some value. Give people the real shit up front rather than making it look like that you're all the big guy and fucking tough guy or smart guy or rich guy. it's really just all a front to make other people approve of you, when really it's the other way around, man. You give yourself 100% out there, and that's it. You don't change it up at all. It's whatever you're doing. If you're fucking, if you're poor, broke, and have no money, and you're stupid, then that's what you let people know. But then you, if you do want to get better, let them know that I am on the road to get better. But don't lie about being on that road when you're not there. This is gonna really be huge. This is really a big piece of information. And this hits deep home, man. It hits deep home because all of us have been in that mindset of trying to prove other people, man. We just gotta unwire ourselves and untangle ourselves in that mess, which is possible. That's why I love these platforms, in order for us to spread our message, put our beliefs, storytell, let people know of our experiences, so that we can share and spread and make people more comfortable about doing the things that is true for them, true to them. Now, I wanted to keep this short because all this was just a little rant. I wanted to make a couple podcasts today. There were some big games on last night, NFC, AFC Championship, that I wanted to speak about. Just more kind of entertaining, fun stuff. This was kind of a motivational rant. But I hope you guys liked it. Please leave some comments, or I don't know how this works on the podcast. But, you know, give it a favor. Give it a thumbs up. Email me. Get in contact with me. Hit me up on social media. Let's link up. Let's connect. Let's have some good conversation. Because that's really what it's all about, man. Just get yourself some good friends that can have good conversations, that you're truthful to, push each other, and motivating to be better people. All right, guys. I love you all. Cue the music. Peace. What is up, beautiful people? Thank you for joining us today on the Richie Mo Show on this beautiful Monday, January 21st. It is a beautiful day here in South Florida. Just hanging out today. I got absolutely nothing to do. Which some people, you know, they lose their mind. But me personally, I kind of love it. I like to have nothing to do so I can be creative, do the things I like, and, you know, just kind of do me. That's all. But I just wanted to make this video strictly about why my favorite metaphor for life is working out. And I'm just going to give a few examples on why I think that. First, really, one of my main rules that I think of constantly before I make decisions is to think long term, to take your emotions out of making big time decisions, and really just to put it in perspective, to make a decision based on the 30-year run rather than the 3-month run. That's going to be a huge, huge, huge stepping stone and mindset to have in any situation you're going towards, especially if it's in a, like a business field or financial wealth or health or strength. That's why I love these things so much, because they all intertwine, all the principles apply. But if you're not thinking long term on these things, especially like investing, working out, then you're not going to last long, man. You're going to burn out, and you're probably going to either lose some money or get hurt. So this is one of the reasons why I honestly love working out, and the metaphors that it applies to life is just astonishing. So that's the first one I want to point out, is focus on the long term, not the short term. Now, another thing I wanted to go is consistency. And really to break down a plan, to be consistent on a plan. Now, if you're going to start a business, if you want to invest money, if you want to win a football game, if you want to get strong, if you want to get jacked, if you want to lose weight, you must follow a step routine in order to get you from point A to point B. It's just a must. If you're not doing these things, then you're usually planning to fail. So a great step would be to, if you're creating a workout program, is why? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? Start writing things down on the goals you want to achieve or the intentions you want to make. You really need to put these things, write them down, plan it out, so that it makes it a lot easier. You'd be so surprised on how much easier it is to break down a large task into small jobs rather than just looking at the big task from afar and thinking how the hell you're going to do it. So that's another piece of advice I would love to add in there. And thirdly, but this really comes down to not lying to yourself, not bullshitting yourself, not putting your ego out there, not faking it till you make it type shit. Especially when you're in the training strength world, faking it till you make it usually results to an injury or just a motivational burnout. So I really want you guys to slow it down. Be consistent, slow it down. Don't rush it, because everyone nowadays wants to show off and make it look like they're doing a lot better than they actually are. When the key to fucking success is to tell people exactly where you are, so you're not hiding anything, so you could be 100% authentically you. That's what you really want to be. People are trying to front to make it look like they're doing something so that people will approve of them, when really people are going to approve of you when you really put yourself out there and lets people know where you are in life, where you are in your journey, and not be scared to let them know exactly where you are truthfully. And it comes down to being truthful to yourself. If you can't be truthful to yourself, how the fuck are you going to tell other people the truth? So you got to fucking expose yourself, man. If you can't bench 300 pounds, don't try to do it. Don't tell people you're doing it. Tell people, this is where I am, this is where I'm at, this is why I'm here, and give me some time and I'll be there. And if you want to watch this journey, please take something from it. You know what I mean? Give people some value. Give people the real shit up front rather than making it look like that you're all the big guy and fucking tough guy or smart guy or rich guy. It's really just all a front to make other people approve of you, when really it's the other way around, man. You give yourself 100% out there and that's it. You don't change it up at all. It's whatever you're doing. If you're fucking, if you're poor, broke, and have no money and you're stupid, then that's what you let people know. But then if you do want to get better, let them know that I am on the road to get better, but don't lie about being on that road when you're not there. This is going to really be huge. This is really a big piece of information. And this hits deep home, man. It hits deep home because all of us have been in that mindset of trying to prove other people, man. We just got to unwire ourselves and untangle ourselves in that mess. Which is possible. That's why I love these platforms, in order for us to spread our message, put our beliefs, storytell, let people know of our experiences so that we can share and spread and make people more comfortable about doing the things that is true for them, true to them. Now, I wanted to keep this short because all this was just a little rant. I wanted to make a couple podcasts today. There were some big games on last night, NFC, AFC Championship, that I wanted to speak about. Just more kind of entertaining, fun stuff. This was kind of a motivational rant, but I hope you guys liked it. Please leave some comments, or I don't know how this works on the podcast, but give it a favor, give it a thumbs up, email me, get in contact with me, hit me up on social media. Let's link up, let's connect, let's have some good conversation, because that's really what it's all about, man. Just get yourself some good friends that can have good conversations, that you're truthful to, push each other, and motivating to be better people. All right, guys, I love you all. Cue the music. Peace.